That time again, Persiflage number 23. Things are getting better all the time. No, really. This one's from August 23rd, 2001. And the very first article appears to be about sex. It's by Sally Kind, who's appeared in this magazine before. So without further ado, here it is. The Sexual Wisdom of the Ancients. After a recent breakup, my ex-lover, as I laughingly called him, left me with a profound sense of dissatisfaction with the male organ and a collection of esoteric sex manuals from which he had obviously gleaned nothing. Left to my own devices, literally, I cracked the covers of a few of these and began a lengthy perusal. Here is what I learned. A proliferation of cutesy and confusing terminology is what characterizes most of these works. For instance, at times the woman is instructed to squat in the winnowing basket position and await the jade stalk. Now, in this little description, it's pretty clear what constitutes the jade stalk, but what in the hell is the winnowing basket position? I don't know about you, but the idea of performing the moaning monkey clings to tree, or donkeys of the 3 months of spring, doesn't exactly stir the mountain stream aflowing from my children's palace. And some of these things don't even seem possible. How the jade stalk is supposed to flex its claws like the hawk dragging the crafty hare is not only beyond me, but I suspect way beyond most of the jade stalk owners I know. Some of these guys couldn't find the cinnabar hole with a map, never mind playing with the yang sword tip between the zither strings and the wheat teeth. And I'm pretty sure nobody's ever made it as far as my yang terrace. Another suggestion that seems fairly common in these things is counting strokes. Now, I have no desire to listen to a series of mumbled numbers while looking up or down, as in butterflies fluttering in air, at a look of stupefied concentration on the face of some clown attempting to keep track during his fumbled exertions. Plus, if this ratio of 9 to 1, which seems popular for some reason, is kept to, I have little hope of ever experiencing the 1. I'd count myself lucky if I got the 9. All of this begins to seem a little too much like work, and with all the terminology and counting, you know it's going to be necessary to check the book from time to time during the festivities. Well, at least that might prolong the exercise past the usual minute or two. Although, I'm not sure what my heavenly court is up to at this point. Sally Kind. Those are some interesting euphemisms. Try throwing some of those into your everyday conversation. Next up is a letter which starts with the tagline, "Another confused missive from the Big Easy," which I believe is New Orleans. "Dear Hugh, Chuck, Sally, Frank, etc. I've had my fill of red beans and rice. Even the local McDonald's here serves this bayou treat, although in those shiny plastic establishments, it is known by the clever name Mick Red Beans and Rice. New Orleans, which at first seems so cosmopolitan and exciting, much like a European city, rapidly gets on one's nerves. It is impossible to escape the cornball cheese that is Dixieland, and the proliferation of sex shops in this quarter is alarming. I imagine the perfect day for the local yokels consists of loading up on the aforementioned pig food and then heading out for an afternoon of drunken dildo shopping to the interminable strains of St. James Infirmary or Tiger Rag. Now, before you say it, Sally, I too thought this would be my kind of place, home of the big stingeree. But I have to say that these sweaty folks with their lousy French are getting on my nerves. I can't imagine how irritating this place gets during Mardi Gras. The mind recoils. It is for the above reasons that I have begun to move north again. From the bus windows, I have glimpsed an endless succession of fat men in soiled undershirts on the porches of a string of identical rundown shacks, often a sleeping hound or coon dog at their shoeless feet. I have yet to see a brown jug with XXX on it, but it's only a matter of time. I never thought I'd miss Winnipeg. Don't expect any more news from me until I cross that border, which should be fun, as usual. As I hit the mother load on certain pharmaceuticals and plan to sit in the back of this coach, as they insist on calling it down here, with the remainder of those and this bottle of Ezra Brooks until I get at least a little farther north. It's sleepy time down south. Good night, Elrose Watermelder. And then there's a note afterwards saying, since Elrose is still out of town, we thought this was the ideal opportunity to run a poem of his that we found scribbled on a cocktail napkin in his top left-hand desk drawer. Not bad for a guy who says he hates poetry. And it's entitled BC, Before Sal. And sure, I complained of mutual friends on the headachy phone to other hot-eared malcontents till they had to go to work, and me, nowhere. Elrose Watermelder. And now we have the usual run of quotations. Better than anything we could have thought up. First one by Robert Benchley. We must understand that all sentences which begin with W are funny. The next one is by someone called Renosuke Harasu. The principal task of man is to be the helmsman of his own ship of fools. William Bush said, the man who has cares has brandy too. And Goethe said, nothing is so hard to bear as a string of happy days. There's a footnote which says, substitute perhaps episode for string. I guess they're referring to the show Happy Days. And finally, Sigmund Freud. Unbridled satisfaction of all desires forces itself into the foreground as the most alluring guiding principle in life. I wonder if that's true. And finally, we end with the classified advertisements, of which there appear to be one, two, three, four. Anyone witnessing an accident on River Road at midnight on Saturday, August 18th, in which a burgundy Toyota Corolla hit a deer, the deer was driving a late model Ford Explorer, please contact box 482. Overweight man seeks underweight woman for coital bliss and some sort of balance, box 1000. For sale, French doors, Belgian pastry, German chocolate, and Icelandic lip extensions, box 501. Wanted, back issues of any magazine featuring pictures of a scantily clad Alan Thicke. No Alan Hamill pictures, please. I can't emphasize this enough. Box 222. Well, that's it for this week. That was Persiflage number 23. And we're completely done with that one. So, goodbye.